is simple.
Animal is living. No animal ever tried to be a magician and play with the cards. We do. We are the magicians because we could think about unthinkable. That's enough advancement. We could do the impossibles. We could do a lot of stuff that nobody could even imagine about 100 years ago. 100 years ago is not very past, is it? But 100 years ago, we are at the center of the universe. We didn't know other galaxies existed. 100 years. So, could I have the same emotion experiences that my grandfather had? No way. For a nonsense, they started two world wars. For what? Nonsense. We are another generation. We could think differently. How? By knowing these emotions, that how it is built. Why it is built that way? For example, what is nationalism? What is a nation? It doesn't exist in the animal life. And in reality, there is no such stuff. In our imaginations, we imagine boundaries, belonging, group, sect, gang, family, all of that. And sometimes we are confused. We don't know what are we really talking about. You have to dig it to understand it, because that will promote something in you. It will be an excuse for some part of you to jump out, which was not visible. Nobody could imagine that you would do such a stuff. This is what we are talking about. Because from now on, you are going to be rich in this wisdom. This is the enrichment, isn't it? You have to learn all about it. Wait. More than a couple of pages. You will see a story that will make you rethink about how you're listening to these stories. Because these are stories especially made up for what? Made up to talk about something untalkable, to think about something unthinkable, to teach something unteachable. This is what it is. Honestly, they all say that. Look around you and find me one religious holy book which is not in poetic language and doesn't cover a lot of stories. The story of a man laying down, fantastic, suddenly a lotus will come out and will open, and another guy will come out and will go in the sky and will be this, and he has beards and he will talk. All of this is what? You. Each one of us has all those potentials in, which doesn't work individually. But when we become we, it will come out. And that's what humanity is all about. Here in enrichment, we started to say, don't do this. And do not do that. And pay attention. The enemy is inside, is the Pharaoh. And you are the light that in the dream of Pharaoh starts. And after passing those special qualifying moment, which is to pass through the fire, means to burn your ego, like Abraham. Then float, being left on the water, to be brought to the palace of Pharaoh. and the Pharaoh will take care of your childhood. But you should grow up, because when you grow up, that Pharaoh will challenge you with what? With whatever he has, because he's the king and you want to bring him down to be the vice president. How do you like that? This is what we're doing. Okay. The scene is very scary, really, because you have to fight yourself. Your delicate one should fight the strong animal one. And all the abilities, knowledge, techniques is learned by that Pharaoh. That Moses, he has nothing. Just one stick. And that's it. And his attitude is clear to you. So from now on, you should recognize your Moses. What is the attitude of the Moses? You absentee labor. What is it? Huh? There is a point that was declared that this is what Moses is.
He does only what God tells him to do?
He
only does what God tells him to do.
He only listens to Hab and nothing else. Nothing. He doesn't listen to Pharaoh. He doesn't like Pharaoh. He doesn't talk about himself. He doesn't even like himself. He doesn't even like to be the prophet. Do you remember all of that? And he was born for that. He was made for that. Because he cannot have an eye over there. Poor guy, he cannot even say, me, the Moses. Remember? His brothers should talk about, we, the brothers. That's what Moses is all about. Okay. So, Moses will be challenged. Don't worry. Because logically, you should lose. Logically, Pharaoh should win. First of all, look at the background of Pharaoh. Remember his background? For billions of years, that was the king. Before the human being, the Pharaoh, the ego, is what we call life. Living creatures, they have a self. Could you talk about selflessness of a crocodile or a cow? Doesn't exist. They live with self. We have something more. For that more, we could make the self less. This is what we are talking about. So, remember the Moses, and remember Moses is not a man with a beard, Charlton Heston, like that. Moses is the light in you. Whatever this story we say, look at it carefully, because it took a long, long time for us to build it up, this story, exactly like that. We are talking about the light. Means what? Means something. Why do we call it light? This Moses stuff, whatever it is. Why do we call it light? First of all, honestly, because light is the exception. Everything is the rule, light is the exception. First, right? Yeah, light travels like no one can. That's right. But, secondly, we call it light because when it comes to light, what is the difference between the light of that lamp and this one? There is none. That's why we call your spirit Moses, because your spirit and her spirit are the same. It's the essence. That's why he brought in the light and said, hey, listen, I'm talking about the light. Okay, the glass part, the oil and this stuff is different, but the light is the same. That's why Moses could listen only to Haq, because Haq as well is constant, isn't it? Is exceptional, isn't it? And we're digging about this exceptional stuff, aren't we? So this is it. Last time we heard it, we said, listen, and listen carefully. Talking about Moses is because of this, and this will happen always. Because when we talk about the spirituality, we talk about the light, and with that light we mean the essence of just and justice in someone. Today, now, sorry, I'm sure that this light exists in Nelson Mandela. Then when they talk about Mahatma Gandhi, I will see the same light in a different place, in a different carrier. This is the essence of what you're talking about. If you pay attention to the light, you will benefit of this. But if you're paying attention to the physical stuff in here, you will be lost. Who is the Gita party tonight? Any volunteer? First of all, when we talk about guilt, all of you are the guilty ones. Because of the choice you made to be here now. You. Go back and start from 1250.
The mention of Moses serves for a mask. But the light of Moses is thy actual concern, O good man. Moses and Pharaoh are in thy being. Thou must seek these two adversaries in thyself. The generation from Moses is till the resurrection. The light is not different, though the lamp has become different. This earthenware lamp and this wick are different, but its light is not different. It is from yonder. If thou keep looking at the glass, thou will be lost, because from the glass arise the number of dualism. But if thou keep thy gaze fixed upon the light, thou wilt be delivered from dualism and the numbers of the finite body. From the place of view, O kernel of existence, there arises the difference between the true believer and the Zoroastrian and the Jew.
Means what I was trying to remind you, but remember, if you are looking for spirituality, that light in you, you will find something. If you are looking for a lamp, which is that changed fellow, remember, transformed fellow, that peer, that big name. If you look at that stuff, you will be lost. Because what is the difference here? The difference is in a simple stuff. Is it? The simple stuff is the point of view. How do you see? Do you remember, said, how do you see this existence? If you just see the physical stuff, you miss a lot. You should remember that all the impossibles are possible every single night that I sleep. And the existence and that